Various stock market averages fluctuated wildly this week in response to last week's Standard & Poor's downgrade of the country's credit rating. Meanwhile, congressional leaders named their appointees to the super committee charged with finding over $1 trillion in spending cuts by Christmas. And on Thursday, a Washington Post poll revealed that nearly 75% of Americans have no confidence that the federal government can repair the economy. Ed Seeler from the Denver Business Journal joins us. How do you feel these national issues will affect Colorado politics?
Well, what you've seen this do, and this issue really springs from the debt ceiling vote, is that it has married the weird coalition of the extreme right and the extreme left together in opposing it, and left the middle Republicans, the middle Democrats in the middle supporting it. And so I think what happens from here really is dependent on the economy. If the economy bounces back, I think you're going to have a lot of people that can say, look, we supported this, you know, we're backing this, and maybe you could almost have this plea for some stability and people coming together and not being as partisan. But if the economy continues to rocket up and down like it has, people don't feel safe in their jobs and don't know what's happening day to day, I think you're going to have both sides really drawing out in primaries this year to bring about candidates who will overthrow some of the more moderates in Congress, and I think you're just going to have increased polarization that results from this.
David Kopel from the Independence Institute and DU Law School, do you think we're headed for more polarization?
Perhaps, because when you look at the folks who were named to the so-called super committee, at least some of them, I think it was very disappointing that Senator Udall from Colorado, who has introduced a balanced budget amendment and shown he's a compromise guy who's serious about this issue, was not named. And what we got on the Democratic side, named by Minority Leader Reid, was Max Baucus, longtime budget expert, totally legitimate pick. John Kerry, who, besides being pompous and annoying, is also he's been a guy who says, I'm going to have a big congressional investigation of this and get his name in the headlines, but he's never been a guy who's effective at putting legislation together. That's a different kind of senatorial skill, which Ted Kennedy certainly had, but which Kerry has never had much interest in, so I think he was a poor pick. And then Patty Murray, who, whatever you say about her ideology, she's well known in the Senate as being probably the stupidest person in the Senate and just doesn't have the brain power, seriously, for this kind of advanced technical mathematical issue. So we could have done a lot better to have Mark Udall have one of those places.
We're all about diplomacy and pulling punches here at Colorado Inside Out, so we're happy to do that. Katie Atkinson from Atkinson Associates, what's your take on this from the national to the Colorado level?
I think what we're going to see nationally, and Ed touched on this, but let me expand a little bit on it, is where we're going to see the most impact on this is in primaries. You're going to have, because the extremes of both parties dislike this deal, they are most likely to take on their fellow party members who voted for it, and oftentimes that'll be in safe districts. And so I think Ed may very well be right that we're moving to a more, even more polarized, because if you can't withstand your party's primary, and if a vote like this is enough to get you tossed out, you know, you're not going to have many people who are, and I hate the term moderate, I like the term reasonable in Congress.
That's an excellent point. The reasonable folks might be on an endangered species list. Alicia Caldwell from the editorial page of the Denver Post, finish it up for us.
I think reaction, originally the question had to do with how it plays out in Colorado, and I think reaction is going to be regional based on people's circumstances. There are parts, the recession has not hit Colorado evenly. There are parts of Colorado, if you've driven around, you know, we all live in the Denver metro area, but if you've driven around, you can see the manifestations of that. People are hurting out in the eastern plains and the western slope, and some of those circumstances have to do with slowdowns in oil and gas exploration in construction. So I think, you know, those politics are going to sound louder in those areas.
It looks like the economy and politics will be playing a major role here in Colorado. For our media partners at KUNC, I'm Dominic DiZutti.